Did it have, would you explain that? Did it have a mirror or?
Yes, sir. And it had little drawers up on, like this is the top. It had little drawers up here. Put your comb brush and things and powder and all that in these little.
Oh, on
then drawers down all the way down to the bottom.
I see. The little drawers would be on either side of the mirror.
Yes, sir.
What would you say, by the way, if a girl liked to spend all of her time in front of the mirror?
We didn't do it.
I see.
Eight girls, they must have had more than one mirror.
How many girls?
Six.
Six girls. I see.
Well, of course, we had things in our rooms, too, that we... Our room was at one end.
Must have had more mirrors than one.
The dresser then would be where you keep most of your small clothes,
yes.
And then your wardrobe would be big.
Yes.
You mentioned that.
We didn't have as many clothes in as people have now.
I see, so it wasn't much of a problem.
No.
You mentioned a feather bed. Would you explain how you would make up a bed? What was, did you have anything beneath the feather bed?
Have a mattress.
And what was the mattress full of?
I guess it's made of cotton, I don't know.
Cotton.
Yes.
And then the feather bed.
Uh-huh.
And then you have sheets. And then
I had a long stick, walking stick. I smoothed my bed with it.
Is that right?
To make it straight and level.
So you really,
there were no bumps in my bed.
I see. No wrinkles.
Don't forget to write those pillow shams.
Oh, I'd like to hear about the...
The pillows had great big... These pillows were made out of straw.
Mm-hmm.
Great big ones that set up against the headboards and had headboards. And you'd make pillow shams, they called them. Take great big sheet, stuff about this big, ruffle it, embroidered it. You know, one of them had good night and good morning on it. One of them was sleeping, the other was awake. Facing that, you would embroider them and hang them up over these pillows.
Oh, that you wouldn't.
Now they cover up the pillows with the bedspreads.
Uh huh.
But then we had our pillows setting up and had these pretty shams on them.
You wouldn't sleep on them. They were just to
take them off at night and put the feather pillows back on.
Did you ever have a pillow that went all the way across?
Bolster. Yeah.
Did you sleep on those or not?
Sometimes.
And you mentioned yesterday about the quilts. Would you tell me how the quilts were made and?
Oh, I couldn't tell you how many I made. That's like the Africans, I just made them there. I sold them all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
Shipped them.
Would you explain how you would make them?
Well, some of them was pieced, cut little pieces, sewn together. I haven't got them on to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Got rid of all of them. I've got one little quilt that I made myself. That's all I only got.
Mm-hmm.
You get blankets now, you know, and don't need cover like that. But we'd piece them up. I had one called the Lone Star. You start in the middle with diamonds. And it, as you go, you get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. One row, one color, one row, another color, until you get big enough for the bed.
All the way. You mentioned you had a frame.
Yes.
That you kept up on the...
Wooden frame.
Frame.
Little narrow slats. Mm-hmm. And had clamps, they called them. You know how you put them in there, screw them down, they tight. Had some about to make them small, but I'd make them tight.
I see.
And of course, we didn't have much room. We'd have four chairs, homemade chairs with backs to them, you know. So when it come down, they sat on these chairs to be still. And at night, we'd roll it back up and then go on and use the room.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't
You put your lining in. I got a way to tack mine. I used to whip it in, but I got a way to tack it. Get into a thumbtack and tack it.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch it out right straight and card your cotton with the make bats about like my hand and lap them. Just one edge over the other so there wouldn't be a bump all over it. Then take the top and stretch it. Somebody would have to get on one side and on the other and fasten it down at the corners and then baste it down and then quilt that.
I see. I've forgotten what you said that kind was where you tied.
Well, that's comfort.
That's comforts.
You'd make them thicker. You couldn't quilt them, they'd be thick and heavy.
Uh-huh.
And you'd lay them off in rows and tack them in squares. Put your thread through there and tighten that and leave you. Get pretty thread, you know, and make it look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a comfort.
That's the comfort. And the quilt would be lighter.
You quilt, you quilt, you quilt.
Mm-hmm. You, did you have something over the bed during the day that would look pretty?
Yes, we had bedspreads.
That's what you call them, a bedspread.
Counterpins.
Counterpins,
they call them. Counterpins. They call them counterpins.
I see, and those would be mostly for at the show.
Cover up the bed.
I see. I'd like to ask you some questions about the kitchen and how that was fixed up. I'm going to have to change this tape here. Just take me a minute here.